Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we love to laugh on this show, and so if you have a good laugh, we call more often to have you on. Although, I'm going to admit a hole in our game right now. The NBA, we've not had Nick Friedell on enough this season.
No.
For my tastes. Exactly. Nick, we have not had you on enough. Yes, indeed, he is here. Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell and insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Nick, let's have you on more going forward, for crying out loud.
I mean, Mark, it's so good to hear y'all's voices. And Mr. Dibs, I mean, it's just been way too damn long. So say the word and I'm there. But it really puts a smile on my face. I mean, Lucas call and yell at me to come on. And then here you guys in the open. I mean, I feel like I'm sitting right there. We got a big Warriors game tonight. Things are all right with the world at the moment.
Yeah, welcome home, Cousin Nick. We missed you, and it's just so glad to have you back in the Odyssey fold again, my brother. And this is a perfect time as we all get excited for the two-month run-up to the NBA championship.
Yeah, I mean, how long will the Warriors be in that two-month run-up? That is a very, very large question that I know you guys are going through right now. I mean, look, Mr. Dibs, I'm not betting against Steph Curry. And as we try to figure out what's going to happen, not only tonight, but potentially in the future, I just don't buy that this is the very, very end of what we know of the Warriors, even if they go out and lose tonight, because they're still right in any conversation because of Steph. Now, there are going to be a lot of questions that have to be answered in the next few months, no matter what happens either tonight or in the next week or two or however long they may stay in this thing. But if you still have Steph at this level and you have the ability to work your way out of some of these deals, it's not over as far as we know it right now.
Nick, you're talking right now about what we've been talking about a lot today, and so I wonder what your answer would be to this. In other words, you said this is very likely to end this week, next week, somewhere in there. Like, let's just call it what it is. So do you think the Warriors have already decided that somewhat significant changes need to happen?
Absolutely. That is the short answer, Mark, because you don't have the type of success that they've had winning championships on this run that they've been on without making tough decisions. And some of them, I'm sure, have been made for weeks at this point. Now, who stays, who goes, that's part of the fun of this job. I mean, I know there's so much focus on Clay I've been living back down in Florida. I know there's always seems to be a lot of smoke. Well, hey, the Magic are young, and they have a lot of cap space, and nobody can shoot. It makes a lot of sense. But count me in the group that as far as Clay goes, I'd be surprised if they don't work something out this summer. I've talked to Joe Lacob about it in the past. I know what Steph and Draymond think. I would just be surprised, at least a little bit, if they can't work through something. So, okay, so in this scenario, you still have Steph playing at an MVP level or close to it. You've got Draymond when he's on the floor and locked in, which, as we know, is who knows a proposition. I was at that game in Orlando a couple weeks ago, guys. To see that unfold in real time and to see how emotional Steph was in the moment was incredible, frankly, because you're just not used to seeing Steph publicly be that way. He was so pissed off. But if Draymond is locked in, huge if, okay. And if Clay accepts less money, accepts the role that he's been in, okay. Now the question becomes, you've got to get off Wiggins' deal, you would think. Oh, how does that happen? What do you have to attach to make that happen? I mean, that seems to me as the next biggest question. But, Mark, to your point, do I think they know they've got to make huge decisions moving forward to keep things in control? Absolutely, I do. And I think those conversations have been ongoing now for a while.
In light of what you said about Andrew Wiggins, what do you think the market is for Wiggins out there? He is only 29. The contract's not completely unwieldy. It's only, you know, 24 to 30 million over the next 3 years, but he does underwhelm on the regular. What's the scuttlebutt, Nick, around the league about Andrew Wiggins?
Oh, Mr. Dibbs. I mean, I'm waiting for K Wig to come back on, and because you know, you're just not used to what type of music is going to get played night to night anymore. I
mean, usually it's a soft and smooth R&B, Nick, as you know.
I feel like we've gone back in the time machine, totally. Like 3 years ago. Like, you know, hey, he was great last night. You know, let's play it. Let's turn it up. But I think the answer there is, well, what else are you going to attach if you're Mike Dunleavy in that staff? And we know the draft capital they have. I don't think anybody wants Kuminga to go anywhere. You know, what is Moses Moody's ceiling? Pajimski and TJD, they look like they're going to be keepers. But if you're going to move off a deal that has that much money and that many years left on it, the question isn't so much, all right, what's the market for Andrew Wiggins? The question is, what's the market for Andrew Wiggins plus whatever assets you have to attach to that contract? Can he show up here, not just tonight, but if they make a little push and maybe change the tenor around the rest of his tenure? Maybe, but it just feels like I'd be surprised if he wasn't at the top of the list of guys and contracts, frankly, that you're not trying to turn around in the summer. So there's always a deal to be made. I mean, who would ever thought that Jordan Poole would make Chris Paul a Warrior? That one's still a stunner all these months later. It can happen. The question, though, is what are the Warriors going to feel comfortable moving along with him? And that's what the front office is going to have to answer in the next couple months.
Our buddy, Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell on with us here. Willard and Dibbs, insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. All right, Nick, I mean, early on, Pelicans have a very small lead, so we're watching this one, but just the framework of the week, how long do you think this run goes for the Warriors?
I just don't see them getting two games, Mark. They've just been too inconsistent to believe that. Now, I say that knowing they still have Steph. And so With Steph...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, we saw it in that Sacramento game in Game 7 a year ago. He absolutely can put this team on his back for a couple games. I've never been able to see this Warriors team being able to put it together when they need it the most, game after game. On a one game, sure, you know, fine. Roll the Kings, see what happens against the Lakers, the Pelicans, whomever. But for two games, I struggle with that one, and I struggle with that one as somebody who still knows that Steph is more than capable of doing it. So I think this is where I come back to with the Warriors. Let's say, in a much more positive scenario, that they win tonight and then they go and beat whoever they would have to play in a couple days. The issue for me is the Warriors are always going to be judged on titles. Period. It's not, well, did we make it out of the play-in, or did we surprise somebody in the first round? Oh, anything is possible. This team is always, 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 because of its previous success, going to be judged on hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy up. And this team that we've seen this year is just flatly not capable of doing that. Could they surprise somebody in the first round? Sure. Ah, they make some noise and they really get rolling. Maybe. They cannot win that many games in a row. I mean, it remains to be seen if they're going to even win tonight. So I just have to take a breath when you're talking about the Warriors and say, hey, maybe they could get out of this little round. Maybe they could go do something in the first round. That is... by far and away, at the best scenario you could dream up right now for a team that just never found the rhythm that has defined them so often during this run.
So even thinking about the future, though, Nick, is this team with, you know, Steph getting older and seemingly wearing down a little bit, still an elite player, but like you said, not able to do it night in and night out like he used to. Is there a player out there that you would eyeball who could come in and lift this team again to its lofty perch that it had been on so many times before?
I don't see it, Mr. Dibbs. And the issue is, and this is another way of going back in the time machine, this is like the Bradley Beal conversation from 3-4 years ago. I mean, when he was with the Wizards, it was like, well, just get Beal out here. He's the guy. I mean, he's available. Just trade everybody else that's not Steph, Clay, Draymond, and see what happens with Beal. Well, we see how that's working out for Phoenix, one. But two, I don't see that player. If you're the Warriors and you're Dunleavy, what you are banking on in a major way is guys like Pajimski and DJD to improve even more, or Kuminga to take another step. If you keep Moody, which that might be a stretch, again, going back to the Wiggins conversation, you'd think he'd be involved in some kind of deal. But this is all about player development. because Steph is still unbelievable, but Dibs, the point is well taken. Steph's great, but Steph's not playing close to 82 games. I mean, he just, his body is not going to allow that going into his age 37 year. It's just not going to happen. He's in unbelievable physical condition, but he's not going to be that guy every night, every time he steps out there. So if you're the Warriors, you have to believe that you can bridge the gap for now with the players that you've drafted, developing them, and hoping that at least Steph and Draymond, will see what happens with Klay, can continue to be those mentors that they need. But guys, I've said this several times over the last few weeks, but it's worth repeating right now in this moment in the context of our conversation. This is where when you whiff on Wiseman, it hurts the most because the three of us sat there. I mean, you make that move and you decide that Wiseman is your guy and he flames out the way that he did with the Warriors. This is where it hurts because that pick, the number two pick, was supposed to be the bridge, and that bridge no longer exists. And that's not to say that all is over with if they lose tonight and, you know, just pack it all up. It was a nice run, but it's done. That is to say that when you miss that badly, it hurts a franchise for years. And I think the Warriors are just starting to feel that right now. And they're going to feel it more acutely as these next couple years go by and Steph gets a little bit older.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union, Odyssey NBA Insider, our friend Nick Friedell with us here on Willard and Dibs. Nick, let's spotlight tonight. We all acknowledge it's one game. Somebody could get hot. This thing could go either way. But what would be your pregame breakdown, specifically with Malik Monk, who's a Warriors killer, out of this game? How do you see this one going?
I think Steph has 40 and the Warriors win. Because, Mark, when you have the mental advantage on top of the Monk thing, which is obviously very crucial, but when you have the mental edge against the younger team, it doesn't matter where or when you play them. You step on the floor, if you're Steph, Klay, Draymond, and you go, oh, we got this. And I don't believe that they're going to just take it like a walk in the park by any stretch. But I know that group is incredibly proud, and they love nothing more than everybody to say, "Oh, this is it for the Warriors." Well, you know, they're done tonight. The Kings team—they all won from last year. The end is near for this entire core. They're too old. They don't have enough. To me, just through the years, if you're in a one game, gotta have it situation, You're almost always taking the veteran team. When that veteran team has Steph Curry and Draymond Green, and you have Klay coming off the bench and can get hot and isn't afraid of the moment, give me that team every time. I just think the Warriors have everything they need for the moment on the floor against the Kings, and I certainly believe they have that mental edge off of it.
Do they have the edge if Steph doesn't have one of those transcendent games? If Steph is just ordinary Curry with 25, is the supporting cast good enough to get them by tonight and maybe even again on Friday? Or do they need Curry to go on a heater to really keep this thing going?
Dibs, they have to have Steph at his best. I don't think they have enough anymore. These aren't the same days for they can be as proud as they want. They don't have the talent, not to get through these type of games. These type of games are when Steph is Steph. We've seen it the last few years. I think we're going to see it again tonight. They're obviously going to have to pull out another one somewhere if they want to get into that first round. But I think that's a fascinating part of the larger context of the Warriors with where they stand, not only right now in the moment, but in the next couple seasons. Because they have depth if everybody's healthy, but as we've seen, that hasn't always been the case all year. They have talent, certainly, but you need, in these type of games, somebody to take everybody else to a different level. We've seen Klay do it, certainly, in the past. We've seen Draymond do it when you go way, way back. But Steph is Steph for a reason. And so in these moments, I think you've got to have one of those transcendent performances to carry a group that just hasn't been able to find itself through. If they don't get that, I don't think they're getting out of the play-in.
Boy, Bud, it is, it's good to hear your voice, too.
I miss you guys.
Yeah.
I miss it all the time, but I still listen, and I still am keeping my connection when I can, and whenever I get back out there, I promise we're going to go get some lunch somewhere.
Come on home, Cousin Nick.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Enjoy the game, Nick. Thank you for hopping on.
Always, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that was Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.